put it down or I'll kill you.
Mary Lee Mabry didn't even have to raise her voice, and the huge vase of flowers was hastily lowered. The elaborate arrangement from one of Dallas's premier floral designers, Dr. Delphinium, nearly hid the woman behind it, until she deposited the bouquet on the coffee table with a clunk and backed away.
Sorry, ma'am. I was just trying to help with the party preparations.
Mary Lee scowled at the unadorned face and wild dark hair hanging down to where boobs should have been.
What was it with these New Age flower children? Hadn't they heard of straightening wands, padded bras, or Bobby Brown?
She flicked beringed fingers, motioning the girl away.
Please do me a favor and go help somewhere else, she instructed, indifferent to the chill in her drawl,
and watched the bewildered expression turn to dismay.
Can't believe that you're not anything like I'd imagined. Oh, forget it,
the young woman stammered, then ducked her head and scurried off like a frightened rabbit.
Was she an intern?
A friend of Kendall's?
Though she looked at least a decade older than Kendall's 18. Was she someone from Twinkle Productions?
Ah,
one of the Sweet Life's newer production assistants. She had to be. There seemed to be bushels of those lately. Mary Lee tapped a finger to her lips, thinking something about the shape of the hazel eyes and set of the mouth seemed familiar. A name was on the tip of her tongue, really.
Something with an R, wasn't it?
Randa, Retha, Renee.
Heavens to Betsy, she couldn't expect to remember everyone. There were always so many people wandering around her offices and the Sweet Life set these days, half of them unfamiliar. Her staff had grown so fast in the past 6 weeks, thanks to an infusion of crew from Twinkle, that she'd long since given up memorizing names and faces. Thank God this was Texas, and calling everyone hun worked in a pinch. Still, it was disconcerting to feel that she had strangers among her inner circle. When they'd started out years ago, taping locally at one of the downtown stations, she'd had only a small crew operating on a shoestring. She trusted department heads to do the hiring now, while she focused on hosting the show, on writing books, making videotapes, and developing related projects. Even if she wanted to, and she didn't, she simply couldn't be all things to all people. She wasn't an octopus. She only had two hands, for God's sake. Though that was the price of fame, wasn't it?